and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Tuesday, the 29th of November. Pope Benedict has named New York priest Monsignor Charles Brown to serve as his new official representative to Ireland. The news of the 52-year-old priest's appointment was welcomed among church leaders. Archbishop Timothy Dolan of New York praised Monsignor Brown in calling him a young, vibrant, very theologically savvy, but pastorally sensitive guy. Archbishop Dolan noted that Monsignor Brown is loved in New York and has a wonderful pastoral side to him due to his work in university apostolates. Those who have worked with Monsignor Brown say he is well loved in the Roman Curia. Over many years, Monsignor Brown has given up much of his spare time, including holidays, to work with Mother Teresa's missionaries of charity in some of the poorest parts of the world. 40 days later, there is still no breakthrough in the murder of Father Tentorio, a missionary priest shot dead in the Philippines in October. Meanwhile, the life of the faithful in his parish continues, as usual, local sources have told Asia News. Meanwhile, some groups, Catholics and Protestants in the Diocese of Quiapuan, have organized a religious pilgrimage in memory of Father Tentorio. Father John King, Regional Superior of Pontifical Institute for Foreign Missions in the Philippines, said, "It is a march that starts from Davao and other surrounding areas and arrives in Arakan Valley." In addition to Father Tentorio, the groups will march to remember the other priests and Catholics who were killed for their work with the poor and marginalized. The Pope met with a group of doctors, nurses, and hospital chaplains who attended a conference at the Vatican. The three-day meeting focused on how medical professionals can incorporate the teachings of John Paul II, specifically his teachings on life. The Pope asked them to protect and promote life in all its stages by recognizing the dignity and worth of every human being. He also reminded the group of why Blessed Pope John Paul II established the Pontifical Council for Health and Pastoral Care. Because of their field of work, the Pope said they are privileged witnesses of God's love. He said, "They witness all types of situations, including the most painful." The 20th anniversary of the World Day of the Sick will be held on February the 11th. The celebration, which coincides with the feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes, began in 1992 under Pope John Paul II. Acclaimed artist Paul Newton has finally seen his paintings unveiled in the Domus Australia Chapel in Rome. The award-winning painter, Paul Newton, was commissioned to create 32 paintings to document the history of the Catholic Church in Australia. They will adorn the interior of the chapel, which was opened by Pope Benedict on October the 19th. 11 of Newton's creations were unveiled on the day, including portraits of Mary MacKillop, Bishop Bede Poulding, the first bishop appointed in Sydney, and a painting depicting a meeting of the Catholic community in Sydney. Newton said of his achievements, "I feel very lucky and privileged to have this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be part of this experience. It's a dream I never imagined I'd get the chance to do." Newton is now working on two of the remaining 21 paintings for the church, portraits of St. Bridget and St. Patrick. And that's all for today's Catholic News Update. This is Natalie Ambrose reporting for Jason Rushton. God bless.